T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and happy Saturday afternoon to you. Welcome to this week's edition of the Texas Insider Show. I'm Jim Cardle. We're happy to have you with us. How you're listening, where you're listening, when you're listening, if you get this on a podcast or the radio.com app. We got Casey behind the glass in a beautiful day in lovely downtown Austin, Texas. We're here every Saturday afternoon from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, high atop the Talk 1370 Right Choice Worldwide headquarters, and post about 10 to 15 articles for you every day on TexasInsider.org, where, as we always like to say, you're either an insider or not. You too can be an insider. Just go to TexasInsider.org to read the articles, or follow us on Facebook and Twitter just at Texas Insider. But happy second week of the football season. Casey has got toothpicks. Third week, I guess, unless you're talking NFL. I was thinking NFL, but Casey's got toothpicks holding his eyelids open after the ATX Friday Night Fan Stand, the premier high school radio show in the state. Always a pleasure to listen to that Friday on the way home in the car. And it's been a fascinating, other than the football, I guess I was going to say, we got the Aggies and the Longhorns on the tube and on the radio this evening. Some games after big games last week for both teams coming out on the losing end. But what a week in politics. I tell you, from the Josh Bolton resignation or firing, if anybody knows who Josh Bolton is, I guess some of us in Austin make a living out of politics, so we pay attention to these things. But Donald Trump lost another fairly key, actually I would view it as exceptionally key, advisor, because it has to do with foreign affairs, and that's a big deal anymore in this day and age. And the talking heads are trying to make something out of that. I don't know if there's much to it, if people really care. My guess is no. The other thing that happened, of course, is the big debate down in Houston, Texas on Wednesday evening. And boy, did it really, depending on, I try to be objective and get feedback from the left and the right, and I don't know that I'd necessarily go along with the folks who have said the winner of the presidential, Democrat presidential debate was Donald Trump, implying that there were no strong performances, or that the performances that were turned in moved the whole Democrat effort backward. But I think what's the best way to sum up my opinion of the week, and I am going to be crypting it from what I saw old Peggy Noonan write in the Wall Street Journal this morning. Her headline of the article is, "Everybody knows the truth about politics." And there's a call out here that says, "Democrats are scrambling, Trump is a screwball, and the regular sane center is getting ignored," is kind of the way I think there's a lot of folks feeling. But I tell you, it's getting to the point, and then you got the Austin Un-American States person. I love the Statesman. They do a good job of keeping us all up to speed on what's going on, by and large, although they're a little more liberal than some of us would prefer. But they got a nice big picture of Beto O'Rourke on the cover here. Texans captured debate spotlight, and Julian Castro's below the fold here. I don't know, folks. I'm just, as a Texan, I can't help but say I am embarrassed for our two things. I'm embarrassed for our stinking country that the Democrat Party has come to what it is. I mean, I'm just feeling the last 48 hours after this debate a bit of not angst, but just anger that somehow, some way things have, and nobody's to blame for it. Nobody's really hardly ever to blame for stuff in politics, all the conspiracy theory stuff, this, that, and the other, unless it's the Russia gate where they're actually proving some stuff on the inside of the swamp. But most of the time, things are accidental and too big to manipulate, and it's just a confluence of factors. But the fact that our nation has gotten to the point where Democrats are actually talking about socialism, are you kidding me? I guess it's the impact of seeing what everybody said on the debate floor the other night. I mean, a lot of us wouldn't talk to our kids this way. The way the Democrats are talking to Americans. You want free candy? You want something for free? Oh, there, have some of that. Here's some free health care. Are you kidding me? This is free. That's free. College education. If I hear the words institutional racism or endemic racism or some of these phrases that they're throwing around, I'm just going to throw up. I mean, all you have to do is see that they're all raising their hands on the Democrat debate floor saying that, you know, I'll give you free health care. I'll get Medicare for all, which really isn't even based on Medicare. Maybe talk about that a little bit. Here you can have free college education. Here you can have free debt forgiveness. Here you can have free minimum wage. Here you can have free employment, frankly, is what Bernie Sanders is talking about. I mean, folks, socialism has the list is long and distinguished. Most recently, Venezuela, of companies going from being great nations to becoming third world countries. It's just unbelievable. And they're all saying me, 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 I, me, and I. I, me, and my are three words I always kind of have my radar up again. I, me, and my. They're all saying my Green Deal is bigger than your Green Deal. It sounds like my kids back when they were babies. So Casey quit it, old Howard Dean from 10, 15 years ago. What is this all about, really? I mean, you couldn't believe it if we weren't seeing it. They're for Medicare for all. And that's, they talk about all these things as if America's going to be stupid. I guess that's the way I can describe it. The only way that's coming to mind, stupid enough to believe it, which I can't think is going to happen despite the polls. And I'm going to talk about polling and how valid that is at this day and age anyway. Medicare for all is not going to save money. It's not going to be more efficient. It's not going to provide better care. It's not going to reduce waste. It's going to be exactly the opposite. It's going to be exactly like we got when Barack Obama said, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. And Americans understand, thank goodness for the Democrats. Americans, I don't think, are paying attention that much. We've said before that everybody's focused on November 2020 as the election. What the Democrats are really running toward is the mid-March period, because about 50% of all the delegates, all the primaries are going to be completed by the end of March. So if you're a Democrat candidate, your goal line right now is mid to early March, where you're going to try and have almost secured the nomination at that point. But at this day and age, I don't know that too many people are paying attention, thank goodness for the Democrats, because we're all caught up in high school and college football and getting the summer behind us and keeping our head above water. But you've got Democrats running around talking about socialism, and that's number one, where the state of our nation actually talking about socialism. This is, I mean, I came to a hinky feeling yesterday, like I was having, like I always claim the Democrats or the Republicans are having at various times, having a out-of-body experience. How are we talking about socialism in the greatest nation? I just can't imagine that when we do get to the election, Democrats are going to get anything but spanked or curb stopped, frankly. And number two, to see Beto O'Rourke on the cover of The Statesman today is fine. But to hear him say the other day that they're going to be taking away guns, hell yes, is what he said, I'm going to take away guns. Are you kidding me? For a Texan to be saying that? And then for Julian Castro to use the word endemic, systemic racism? Just getting a big burr under my saddle. We got to take a commercial break, and I got to go take my blood pressure medicine. At the first quarters in the books of this week's Texas Insider Show, folks, Casey Johns producing the show. Appreciate you, Casey. And we'll be right back with a little more week of Texas and national politics on the Texas Insider Show. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Job, Casey. Love that song. Could listen to it through the whole thing. And thank you for reminding me a little. Eddie Money coming back into the Texas Insider Show, second quarter. I'm Jim Cardle. Appreciate you joining us every Saturday. We're here from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock. High atop the Talk 1370 Right Choice Worldwide headquarters, providing you a little sanity, maybe even a little logic and reason on the week's politics. And we did lose Eddie Money the other day. I saw Casey. He's been on tour. I think he's booked down in San Antonio and a couple other cities across the nation here. And he passed away yesterday at 70 years old. Some of us in the 70s and 80s will fondly remember him and what a party animal and some rock and roll he produced. Old Eddie Money, rest in peace. But be sure and check us out, folks, at TexasInsider.org. We keep you on the inside of Texas and national politics. And also follow us. We're up about 100 Facebook and Twitter followers this week at Texas Insider, where we got about 41,000 followers. And just continuing here on some of the things that are developing this week. We've got, of course, the debates that happened last week, the Democrat debate down in Houston, and ABC and Telemundo and Texas Insider's own Adriana Aldean was on Telemundo and Univision over the week doing analysis from a Hispanic perspective. Appreciate Adriana doing that. And then the Trump administration had a little shakeup here and there. People are still talking to some extent about the strong economic numbers that I talked about last week. I mean, we've still got, and this is for like a record 15th month in a row, we've got an employment situation in this country where there are more job openings, job availabilities, than there are people to fill them. The number for the entities that track it, I don't know that WeWorks or some of the Indeed or some of these other big Texas countries who probably need to be advertising with Casey and Megan, but these big companies that keep track of job openings on the one hand, and then you match those up with the government's unemployment figures on the other hand, and the unemployment figures are falling far short of the number of employment needs. So the interesting thing that came out this week is that it's affecting Hispanics almost more than any other demographic group, because they're more hardworking and aggressive and getting out there and trying to find a job. So I don't know that all this lip service and these words like institutional racism and existential threats and fanatical stuff that the Democrats are doing are going to have any impact, frankly, because we all vote, as I've said before, with our pocketbook, and we've got this great economic engine going. And in fact, the numbers are proving out that even though the liberal media has been trying to talk America into a recession for about the last 2 weeks, it's just not happening. And I think the cake and the numbers are booked, frankly, or the cake and the books are cooked, because things are so strong. It's a fact. I need to remind everybody in the political world, a recession, if we're hearing all the talk media and the cable media and the left-wing media talk about the fact that there's concerns about the United States possibly falling back into a recession. A recession is technically defined as two quarters of negative growth. And if you think about it, we're already here in September. October begins the fourth quarter. Then you've got the first quarter of January, February, and March, the second quarter of next year. We've only got about three quarters that are really important between now and the 2020 election. And if a recession is defined as two consecutive quarters of negative growth, there ain't hardly enough time logistically for that to happen, not to mention that factually the economic numbers just aren't going to go there. So here you have the Democrat debate just behind us. And again, folks, the Democrats, if you're a Democrat presidential candidate, you are not really focused on November 2020. You are focused on March of 2020, because the majority of, I think it's actually, I got to be careful there, it's not 50%, it's about 47 or 48% of the delegates and the primaries for the Democrat nomination are going to be completed by the month of March next year. So you're really focusing and trying to break through. And that's what was going on the debate floor. There was an interesting interaction between Julian Castro and Joe Biden during the debate. Then after the debate, Cory Booker was on CNN being interviewed, and he made some comments all about Joe Biden's, the leader, Joe Biden's mental acuity. And as I've said before, Joe Biden, the second he got into the race, had a target on his back. He's been leading in the polls, although, again, I don't know that polls, frankly, the adult advice is that polls don't mean a darn thing right now, although the Democrats are taking solace in it, that a lot of the head-to-head polling that comes out shows that Elizabeth Warren can beat Donald Trump. Bernie Sanders can tie Donald Trump. Joe Biden certainly beats him. Even Kamala Harris or Elizabeth Warren beats him. Well, folks, that these Democrat candidates haven't really been defined to the average voter yet. The Democrat candidates, when you get down to it, aren't going to be able to go toe-to-toe. That's another takeaway from the debate the other day. If you looked at all these candidates and tried to view them as being presidential, I don't know about you, but I think a lot of Americans had a pretty hard time seeing any of these candidates going toe-to-toe-to-toe with Donald Trump, who we all know is a media hurricane, number one. Number two, he's a New York bully. I don't have any problem admitting that. That's what drives a lot of Americans nuts, frankly. It's not the fact that his Twitters are obnoxious or that his mental demeanor is a little aggressive. It's the fact that we've always said, you know, some people across the nation like to hate Texas because we're so braggadocious, and we always say that it ain't bragging if it's a fact. We've got Texas pride. Well, New York, the country always knows, is made up of a bunch of in-your-face, overly aggressive, sometimes jerks, but sometimes people that are just different. And that's what I think America media, at least, is seeing in Donald Trump to this day that doesn't get talked about. He's just an aggressive American. And there's nothing wrong with that to most people. But the liberal media and the elite left ain't most people. And they are taking offense in this day of politicians being woke and quote unquote institutional racism with somebody who's aggressively American. So I got diverted a little bit there, but because I was talking about the debate interaction between Julian Castro during the debate and Cory Booker. Do you know what Joe Biden did yesterday? And this is a pretty serious little development, I think. Joe Biden actually had to respond to the Democrat claims. There are Democrats all over the country wondering if I think Biden's 76 years old, if he's mentally up to the challenge to actually win the Democrat, to win the presidency if he gets the Democrat nomination. So on Thursday, Biden said that he will release his medical records before the first votes are cast in the Democrat primaries, which are coming up, I think, February 3rd is when Iowa caucuses start off. He said, I will release, he was asked, what do you say about people's concerns about your mental acuity and all these verbal gaffes you're making? He said, what the hell concerns? Like he's downplaying, very smart on his part, but he said he's going to get a physical. He's going to release the vote, his medical records before the first Democrat votes. And then Cory Booker says on CNN, there are a lot of people concerned about Joe Biden's ability to carry the ball all the way across the end line without fumbling. That to me is very telling, going to be very interesting. And now we've got Tom Steyer, the final Democrat candidate who didn't make the debate. He's already qualified for the October 15th debate that I'll talk about. When we come back, the music's rolling. We got to take a break for the news on this week's edition of the Texas Insider. I'm Jim Cardle. We'll be right back. Never had a doubt.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Great job, Casey Johns, producing the show. A little piece of heaven right here in Austin, Texas, on a lovely, lovely weekend. Coming in for the second half of the Texas Insider Show. Los Lonely Boys there, piece of heaven. And appreciate you joining us while you're out running around, doing errands, enjoying the day, maybe getting out and experiencing a little bit of the non-100-degree weather and tuning in while you're running around, or maybe listening to us on podcasts or which we always post on the Texas Insider page or on the radio.com app. But I'm Jim Cardle. We're here every Saturday afternoon from 12 to 1 for the Texas Insider Show, trying to bring you some sanity, reason, and hopefully some sense of what happened in the last week of politics nationally in the state of Texas and what's coming up in the future. Be sure and check us out at texasinsider.org, where you can either be an insider or you're not. And check us out at Facebook and Twitter as well, or on Facebook and Twitter as well, where we have about 41,000 and growing weekly followers there. I'm talking a little bit there before the break about Joe Biden and the next Democrat debate coming up. And it is true that the Democrats have finally announced, it was, I think, 10 days ago. I didn't talk about it last weekend, but the Houston debate's in the books. They had 10 candidates who qualified for two things. Right now, I got to remind folks, to qualify for the Democrat debates from here on out, you got to do two things. You got to have 130,000 individual donors to your campaign. And we've talked about that before, how some of these guys that have dropped out, like Elizabeth or Kirsten Gillibrand and Hickenlooper, the Senate governor candidate from Colorado, who's dropped out of the presidential race as governor of Colorado to run for the Senate race in Colorado. They were having, so the question becomes, how do you get 130 individual donors from all 50 states? Well, a lot of them have been using Facebook to do it, and the cost numbers have been coming out. And Hickenlooper quoted it specifically. He said, I'm having to spend $60 on Facebook advertising dollars, which I don't like to do because Facebook is the company that's responsible for the whole Russia collusion, as if they're still talking about that, or he's got to blame somebody. But I've got to spend $60 to get one $1 contribution in the door. It just doesn't make economic sense. So you've got to have 130,000 individual donors to your campaign and have hit 2% or more in a Democrat National Committee chosen poll, which is always fascinating because the margin of error in these polls is plus or minus 3%. So if you're meeting a whopping 2%, you could actually be in the negative when you work in the margin of error. But the Houston debate's in the books. Now we have got another round where all the people who didn't make it to the stage this week in Houston have another month to actually hit those numbers. The next Democrat debate's going to be, it will be the fourth one, and it's going to be in Ohio. The DNC did not release which city it will be in. They didn't release which news organization will be sponsoring it. All they said was that the October Democrat debate, the fourth debate in the process, will be held October 15th with the possibility of spanning over two nights if more than 10 candidates qualify. Casey, thank you, whispering in my ear. The New York Times and CNN, I'll be doggone. It's just fascinating that they refuse to include Fox News or anybody. Did you notice that the word abortion wasn't even talked about during the debate this week? And the word impeachment wasn't mentioned this week, which I've now got to get diverted on, because in the House of Representatives, a big development this week, and a lot of people will have seen in the last 48 hours where Nancy Pelosi had a bit of a meltdown. But I've said it before, folks, and I'm going to say it again. The Democrats are denying that they're moving toward impeachment. Nancy Pelosi is going to say we don't want to move to impeachment because she knows it's going to be a deal killer, a deal breaker, an election loser. But the left wing, I was going to say nut jobs, but I'll just say the far left wing radicals in the U.S. House of Representatives, a majority of Democrats in the House of Representatives have now gone on record publicly saying that they are for impeachment proceedings. And then what do the Democrats do? They start debating what is the definition of impeachment proceedings, quote unquote. So you've got the House Judiciary this week passing a resolution. And that's the way it's supposed to happen under the statutes and the Constitution and so forth that defines what it takes to actually undertake impeachment proceedings. The House Judiciary Committee, which was the second oldest committee in the House of Representatives, it's an important one is what I'm saying, has to file a motion allowing the House of Representatives to start looking into impeaching the president. And old Gerald Nadler, this chairman from New York, has said he's not interested in what somebody's definition is, whether they're in proceedings officially or they're in an quote-unquote investigation. They're now going after Trump's financial tax returns. They're going on a witch hunt looking into whether or not his hotels have been financially benefited by him being president. We've never had a president who's been a real businessman. By the way, do you know the number of Democrats out of the, I think, 20 or so or 18 or so that are left? There's only three of them that have actually run a business. But certainly nobody in the history of the nation has ever run financial and business enterprises like Donald Trump has been. So, of course, there's going to be, you know, people, George W. and all the past presidents always put their investments in their portfolios in a quote-unquote blind trust, so they didn't know what their investment advisors were doing as if it was going to impact their decision-making process for the country. But that's what the liberal left is going to say about Donald Trump. They're going to say he's directly manipulating government activities to benefit his financial leanings, as if he's a billionaire, as if he needs to do that, as if he – I don't think most anybody who would win the office of presidency would – do that. It does happen at other levels, obviously. But here we're going down the stinking path, is what I'm saying, of Americans having to see the Democrat Party not only talk about and debate socialism, which is just rubbing me raw this week, the fact that we're actually talking about socialism in America after this debate, it became very clear. And now the American public's going to have to continue to talk about impeachment. 62%, I think Karl Rove quoted in a recent Wall Street Journal article, 62% of America doesn't want impeachment proceedings. They are sick of Russia, Russia, Russia. But the Democrats are so desperate, and they are going to drag it out into 2020, so that it – and Nancy Pelosi does have to be having an out-of-body experience, because it's going to turn so many voters off, particularly the independents and the undecideds, who are happy with the economic – you know, we've got, as a lot of folks are saying, we've got record African-American employment numbers, record unemployment lows for Hispanics, record employment numbers for women. Not only is the employment numbers going up, I think the last number I saw was like 157 million Americans out of 230 million Americans are actually in the workforce. That's a record. And now wages are starting to go up because there's such demand for a lot of you probably have experienced you're jumping around to a better job because the labor market's so tight, you can get more pay and there's not enough workers, so that raises wages. And who is it helping? It's helping the African Americans and the Hispanics. I saw something the other day that talked about how Hispanics are supporting Donald Trump, and this is going to be greatly contested, but Hispanics are supporting Donald Trump close to 50% in some polls this year. I know it was 50% back in March, and it's been in the 40% since then. But African Americans are in the high teens now supporting Donald Trump, which is up from single digits. And that may not seem like much, but folks, in a lot of these congressional districts, that is enough to change an election. So let's talk about polls for a minute, because I've mentioned before that polling at this point, if you're concerned and you're watching these national polls come out and say that Kamala Harris would beat Donald Trump head to head, or Elizabeth Warren can beat Donald Trump, certainly Joe Biden, that doesn't mean a darn thing, because we got 15 months plus before the November 20 election. And what's going to happen between now and then? I don't know. You probably could take a guess. I could take a guess. But we don't know what the election scenario is going to be. What's the economy going to be doing? What are Trump's job approval ratings? You know, maybe some of the minutiae, like has Trump secured a trade deal with China? We don't know some of these things. We do know that the economy is probably going to be strong. We do know at this point that the Democrats are going to have gone through an extremely painful nominating process, talking about how far left they can go and how many things that they can talk about and promise that they're going to implement that are absolutely going to destroy America. Polls at this point don't mean a darn thing, number one, because it's too far out, and number two, because these big national polls that are just that, national polls, what really matters at the end is state-by-state-by-state polls and how the candidates and the parties are doing in every state, because that's what determines elections, how many states go for the Republican or the Democrat to win the Electoral College. And Donald Trump, I tell you, he is running a fantastic campaign right now. I got to talk about this because it's something that makes you an insider and why you're either an insider or you're not. Do you know that Donald Trump had a rally in Michigan about 2 months ago? And I've been holding on to these articles forever to talk about this, but the way you get into a Trump rally is that you send your phone number, you text your phone number in to get a ticket, and then the Democrats are doing the same, I imagine, and then you what you have is the campaign takes your cell phone number and your name and compares it to your voting data in a national database that both parties build, and 34% of the people in the Michigan rally for Donald Trump a couple months ago were Democrats. Just think about that, folks. There were 100,000 people who registered for the Democrat for the presidential rally in what most folks think is a Democrat Michigan. 14,000 filled the arena. There were 20,000 outside, and the campaign, the Trump campaign, looked and found out that 34% of the people at the Michigan rally were Democrats. A month earlier, not when Donald Trump went back for the shooting events a month ago or 3 weeks ago, but 2 months ago he had or more an event in El Paso where they found out that 25% of the people at the El Paso rally were swing voters, and 50% of the roughly 30,000 people at the El Paso rally were Democrats. I got to take a break. There's so much to be talking about, and we'll close some things up here in the final quarter of the Texas Insider Show right after this commercial break on Talk 1370.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good job, Casey Johns, behind the glass with a little Eddie Money. The future is ours to be. Hold on to me. I love Eddie Money. Rest his soul that we lost this week at 70 years old. Eddie Money passed away the other day. Casey, thanks for leading us into the final quarter of Texas Insider Show this Saturday. Lovely afternoon in the nation's 11th largest city. As I always say, Austin, Texas is what that would be. Be sure and check us out at TexasInsider.org numerous times during the week, where you too can be a Texas Insider, or follow us on Facebook and Twitter, just at Texas Insider. And really appreciate you joining us for this week's edition of the Texas Insider Show. We're here every Saturday afternoon from 12 to 1 high atop the Talk 1370 Right Choice Worldwide headquarters, giving you a little sanity and reason and hopefully a little perspective on what's going on. But I was talking about the couple of things there. The Democrat debate is going to be held October 15th. We've got the Houston one this last week in the books. The next one's October 15th in a city to be determined in Ohio. And I was mentioning there that while the Democrats are having their debates, Donald Trump's going around to different states and having rallies. And people don't realize it, but the Democrats are in debt. The Democrat National Parties are in debt. They're not raising a fraction of the, well, I shouldn't say that. They're raising about a half as much money nationally as the Republican parties are raising. And that's because you've got the Democrat National Committee trying to raise money while all these individual presidential candidates are trying to raise money. On the Republican side, you've got Donald Trump and the Republican National Committee working hand in glove to raise money. They've raised over $105 million for the last two quarters. The Republicans are really racking up the financial advantage here, and that's going to be a big, big, big advantage next year. That's why you're an insider, because you get the perspectives of some of these things. It's going to be a huge advantage. They're already investing in the battleground states of Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, buying online ads. They're building out their infrastructure. They're hiring people in these states where the Democrats aren't able to do that because they're not raising as much money and they're in debt. But the thing that the other thing that the Trump campaign is doing is, when you see Trump running around and doing these rallies in various states, the way you get a ticket to those rallies is you text in your phone number and your name on your cell phone, and they take your name and match it up against voter data. And they're finding that like 36% of the 100,000 people that registered in, 34% of the people who registered for a rally in Michigan, 34%. We're Democrats. In El Paso, back in February, I looked it up, is when it was, Trump had a campaign rally out there. They had 30,000 people registered. Of the 30,000 people who registered online, 50% were Democrats. 25% were swing voters, and 25% were Republicans. These things are going on behind the scenes. And then what we saw, again, I'm going to just wrap up and give an example because it's sticking with me since the Democrat debate the other day. To have Beto O'Rourke, a Texan, talk about taking away our guns is just a stinking embarrassment to the state of Texas. I don't care what anybody else says. That's my humble little opinion. Think about that. And to have Julian Castro talk about the fact that there's institutional racism, and Cory Booker talk about endemic white supremacy, it just makes you, most Americans, want to puke because they don't believe this. The Americans are so over that issue. We elected a black president, a Barack Obama, for two terms, for heaven's sakes. There are more black people working today than ever in history. There are more Hispanic people. And by the way, I got to tell you, my coworker and compadre in crime at Texas Insider, Gil Rodriguez, runs the American GI Forum, which is the Hispanic version of the VFW or the Legion Hall. Gil and Lupe have told me for years the reason most Hispanics don't register to vote is because they don't want to get on the rolls for jury duty. Some of these things are just fascinating. So the Democrats are out there saying these things. Joe Biden has said that he doesn't respect borders. Quote unquote, no country, even one as powerful as ours, can go it alone in the challenges of the 21st century. I respect no borders and cannot be contained by any walls, is what Joe Biden recently said. That's just unbelievable. Bernie Sanders has said that he will do away with fracking. He'll make it illegal, and that he will actually go after corporate executives who are in the oil and gas industry. The oil and gas industry, not only for Texas, but for the nation, it's one of the main things that's been driving our economy. Do you know, with all this oil and gas, particularly natural gas, is what generates most of our electricity. And that's why electric rates have been going down. That's why a lot of the manufacturing processes that use electricity to manufacture and make what they make are able to have a competitive advantage. And Joe Biden said this week that he's going to release his medical records after everybody's been questioning his mental acuity and why he's making all these verbal gaffes. A lot of people have been talking about the fact that Joe Biden's dentures might have been falling out during the debate the other night. I watched some of the clips and it sure looked like it. I don't know if he's got dentures or not, but why in God's name are we having to negotiate with Democrats as to why or not we should obey our immigration laws? It just makes no sense to most Americans. And here we've got this collapsed Democrat primary process where never before in the history of our presidential campaigns have there been such a condensed timeline, where you've got Iowa in February, New Hampshire in February, Nevada in February, South Carolina all in February. Then on Super Tuesday, March 3rd, you've got Alabama, California, a biggie that's moved up so they can be more important in the presidential selection process. But that's going to continue to drive the Democrats to the left because they've got to appeal to the voters in California. You've got Alabama, California, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Vermont, and Virginia, all on March 3rd, and then Louisiana, Hawaii, Idaho, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, and Ohio, March 10th, and Arizona, Florida, and Illinois are on March 17th. So you've got a horribly compressed Democrat time frame on this. And again, why are we talking about socialism? It just is beside me all of a sudden. And I think Donald Trump's going to be talking about that. I've got a lot of friends. I used to be in the banking business when I haven't been in politics. And you're starting to hear people talking about this, that Bernie Sanders released his version about how, what I'm saying is that how socialism is going to affect the economy. Bernie Sanders came out with his Green New Deal the other day, his version of it. It's going to cost $16 trillion. Do you know our annual economy is only $21 trillion? And Bernie Sanders' Green New Deal is going to be $16 trillion? He's going to outlaw nuclear power. He's going to said he'd switch electricity and transportation to 100% renewable. He'd ban fracking, ban drilling offshore and on federal lands. He'd ban imports of fossil fuels. He'd cancel oil pipelines that are already being built. He'd halt the permitting for new exploration. He says that fossil fuel companies are driven by greed and have evaded taxes, desecrated tribal lands, exploited workers, and poisoned communities. And he believes that this amounts to criminal activity. And as president, he would tell the Justice Department to pursue it as if the government was pursuing the tobacco industry of 10 years ago. I'm reading from an article in the Wall Street Journal. I'm telling you, folks, we may be seeing some concerning things, but don't believe the polls, as I've talked about. We've got too much time to go before November 2020. There's going to be too many factors that are different then than they are today. But most importantly, you're going to continue to see, finally, a toe-to-toe comparison between the Republican economic boom that's going on. And you can't help deny it's empirically provable that the policies have led to economic improvement. And you're going to have this stinking socialism talked about by the Democrat Party. So most Americans, presidential elections always come down to 51 or 52%. It's always close. Just get your big boy and girl panties on and get ready for it. I got to put a plug in the jug. Appreciate you joining us. We'll be right back here next Saturday at 12 to 1 o'clock on Talk 1370. I'm Jim Cardle with Texas Insiders. Have a great week, everybody. I could say day and you'd say night. Tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same, it's just a shame. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.